6:12 on this Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Coming up after we take off, Brian Kilmeade is going to be diving into the Supreme Court ruling former President Trump has broad immunity, and the court carving out a significant new standard for presidential immunity from criminal investigation. Brian, this is going to be fascinating, the implications.
Well, yeah, what they're trying to say is, hey, you can't go sue President Biden because he opened up the border. You can't sue President Biden at 38 years old because you paid off your student loan, and now he's exonerating people from paying off their student loan. You can't sue George Bush because you say he lied to get us into Iraq and your son or daughter died. So upon the official duties, you are immune. Got it. Now, what is official duty? Is a Watergate break-in official duty? Well, I was president of the United States. I ordered a break-in of my political opponent's war chest into their headquarters over the Watergate. Obviously, that's not he's not immune from that. Nixon even tried that. Well, I want to kill my political opponent as an official act of duty. How could that possibly? How could a lower court possibly say that that's okay? So a lower court will rule on what's an official duty or not, which directly affects Trump because they're going to go through this and say, okay, is this, you know, when he stood up there and said, go over there peacefully and patriotically, and did he actually call for a ransacking of the Capitol? So they're going to have out loud hearings about his documents case. But in terms of landmark decisions, what didn't you like? Did you, the Muslim ban that the president put in his first 6 months of office, Donald Trump? If you're a Muslim and then you got beat up because of that, because of the anti-Muslim fervor in America that came off the president's doctrine, can you sue him? No. That was an official act, obviously, with the White House. And if you sue him, it's not going to work because of this ruling. So to me, the freak out is all about Joe Biden's terrible debate. The freak out is now we got to make Donald Trump unelectable. He's going to be a dictator and a murderer, according to Joy Reid, if he gets re-election. And that's what they rolled. They rolled out a spot last night. They rolled out the president last night to say the American people need to hear this case first. I mean, wait a second. It's okay. It's not okay to ridicule the jury verdict of 34 convictions to President Trump. Okay. Now, but it's okay to mock the Supreme Court again. Adam Schiff and others calling to pack the Supreme Court, which even FDR in retrospect said that was one of his worst decisions, and it was even rejected wholeheartedly by a Democratic-led Congress. Back in the 30s and 40s, that Joe Biden even said was stupid, but that's the new thing. Impeach the Supreme Court, question their integrity, And let's try to either that or double the amount of justices.
Friday last week, very early in the morning, you told me I was the first person you reacted to following the debate. In the time since, as you've had a chance to reflect and gather all the reaction, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, I'm amazed at the depth of the defection. And then just as I saw the strategy clearly yesterday, that's going to be a pushback. Joe is fine. Everybody has a bad debate. He's going to push through this. The family's convening. I watched Carl Bernstein with Anderson Cooper, and his reporting shows that insiders have revealed over the last 6 months there have been a rapid decline of the president. Carl Bernstein, behind the Russia hoax, he is ultra-left. The takedown of the Republican president, the whole White House case, came out and says there's been multiple indications of freezing. Literally, the freeze that we saw on the Juneteenth celebration, the confusion that we see as he tries to leave the podium every day, that's been happening more and more often behind the scenes. I'll play some of those sound bites. I recommend you do, too, because to have Anderson Cooper talk to Carl Bernstein and not bring up Trump, but talk about the mental health of the current president and paint such an ugly picture, I think is devastating.
All right, Brian Kilmeade, we'll dive into that a little bit later this morning. First Lady Jill Biden, meantime, not giving up on her husband's run for the White House, telling Vogue magazine they will not let those 90 minutes define the 4 years he's been president. 6:17 on Jacksonville's Morning News.